Welcome to Health Matters. So glad to have you all here. Today we are talking and continuing our conversation all about parasites. So please don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about gut cleanse detox. We're talking about kids' eye health and why that's so important. We'll be talking about TMJ and what you can do about that. I've got some great exercises that you can do along with me today. And of course, that powerful adaptogenic herb, ashwagandha. I want to say hello to everybody who's tuning in today. Hello to Elsie Castles. We have Joey, Sweet Jerry is here. Hello, hello. Nice to see you all. We are live on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, and of course on Facebook Live as well. Now, don't go anywhere. We do have our trivia section coming up. So the quiz portion of the show is really fun. It's interactive, and every week we have a new winner. This week we're playing for the Paravid, and this is from our great sponsors at VitaTree. We thank them for making this show possible. And I want to announce last week's winner. So congratulations to Donsol56 from TikTok. You were the winner of our Vita Detox from last week's show. Congratulations. So all you have to do is participate in the quiz section of the show. You don't have to get any of the questions right. Just do your best, and we take note of everybody who's participating. Then we randomly select a new winner each week. Okay, let's get started. We're talking parasites, everyone. And if you have a squeamish sort of tummy, some of our team here at VitaTree and at the Health Matters do. Don't worry, don't go anywhere. I always say it's good to learn about these things, and it's definitely important, more important, of course, to do the parasite cleansing, the detox to get rid of these things. So don't go anywhere. Okay, so let's talk first about the tapeworm. Now, the tapeworm can grow up to 6 meters in length. So if you're in the US, that's up to 50 feet long, 20 to 50 feet long, and they mature in as little as 3 to 4 months. And they can survive for 25 years or more in the digestive tract. And you don't necessarily get skinny when you have tapeworms, which is a big misconception. A lot of times you would, of course, because they are robbing you of your food, but at the same time, they can very much rob you of your B12 levels. And what's interesting and very pervasive about the parasite is that it has this suction cup head, and that can attach to your intestinal wall. And then, of course, that new worm can grow as it's attached. And each segment, so that the reason why it's called tapeworm, because it's actually quite thin. So if you look at the structure of the tapeworm, it gets quite thin. It looks like a piece of tape. Each segment, and there could be 3,000 segments per worm, each segment can lay thousands of eggs. So that's why when you do have a tapeworm problem, this is a huge problem just because of its replication speed. Now, robbing you of your B12 is a serious thing, and that could be, you know, you could be very low in energy when you're low in B12, and you don't necessarily know because it and what the causative agent is because of having that tapeworm. Okay, let's talk about the next one. So we're done with tapeworm. Don't be alarmed. Here we go, protozoa. So this is a very common one. Especially, and this was one of the most common ones, Giardia, was actually discovered in Canada, and it was discovered when hikers in the Banff National Park were drinking the stream water, and they got very sick, and it was then named beaver fever because of the contamination of the beaver and their poop being in the stream water and, of course, picking up this parasite. It has also been in the news a lot. So when you heard about the lettuce and the contaminated fruits and things, this is very commonly found in different fruits, and I'm going to go through sort of the list. But back in 2013, they did a study in 1 in 10 lettuce were contaminated with this type of organism because it actually bypasses chlorination in modern water systems. And here's the funny thing, in that study, in the USA, 46 of the tested contaminated lettuces were from the USA, in Canada, just 3, and from Mexico, 0. So often when we think of, you know, foods coming from different areas, we think of, you know, picking up bugs and things from different places, we would think sometimes different countries. Well, in this case, and in that study in 2013, it was more so from the USA in terms of the pre-washed lettuce. In 2016, there was also, you know, this was in the news that the cyclospora was found in salad mixes, in basil or basil, depending on how you pronounce it, cilantro, raspberries, blackberries, snow peas, and snap peas. And these were the groups of fruits and vegetables that had the highest contamination of this type of parasite. But don't go anywhere. I'm going to tell you what you can do about these. I don't want you to be scared and not be eating healthy foods. We'll tell you and I will explain what we can do to prevent and to protect ourselves from these parasites. And another one, of course, the big one, candida. So a lot of people have a candida issue. They don't know it necessarily. Candida gives off 60 toxins or more in the body. That's very important. And when I talk about some of the tips in terms of how to get yourself better if you do have or have had a candida issue, this is really important. And some of the most common symptoms of having candida include lack of energy, fatigue, you may crave a lot of sugar and alcohol, you could have a lot of gas and bloating. So when we look at Lucy here, gas and bloating are definitely issues because our abdomen is only has so much space. So if we do have a lot of that gas and bloating, of course this area is going to puff out, and that is something that we can experience, especially when we have a chronic candida issue. You could have a white coating on the tongue and chronic sinus infections, chronic ear infections as well, because candida likes dark, moist places. And if you think about the sinuses and the ear canals, this is often where that candida is going to live and replicate. Chronic yeast infections for women, urinary tract infections, chronic allergies can be related to candida as well. Bad breath, gaining weight, itchiness in the ears. So if you're that person that has always got, you know, something to relieve that itching in the ears, that could be a candida issue. And joint pain as well. So my tips here in terms of dealing with the parasites, dealing with the candida, is to ensure in terms of especially the candida and the parasites, is to make sure that you may want to be taking a digestive enzyme that is designed to actually break down the candida wall. So when we take a look at candida, its outer wall can form, and when it multiplies, we can develop a biofilm, and this becomes more pervasive in the digestive tract. And to actually break down that candida wall, we need some very specific enzymes to be able to do that. Another part of dealing with the candida and the parasite cleansing is to make sure that you're doing a full body detox and making sure that you're taking enough probiotics. And I'm going to go over here in just a second. I'm going to describe to you in terms of probiotics why this is so important. So this is something that I've talked about in other videos. And when we look at a healthy digestive tract, when you've got enough of the healthy flora, we've got those good gut bacteria. Those are the probiotics. And what they do is they help to make sure that we're not in this type of situation when we have more of the bad guys. So think of this as the parasites, the candida. This means the gas, the bloating, the compromised immunity. We know that over 80% of our immunity comes from having a healthy gut. When we have enough of our probiotics, so eating probiotic-rich foods, taking our probiotics every day, what happens is that when those bad guys want to get in, they can't. They're warded off because we've got our army, our soldier of good guys to help to protect us from those bad guys getting in. So that's just one of the mechanisms how probiotics are working, not to mention having our healthy bowel movement. So I'm going to bring the poop plate back over here. I hope my camera crew can follow me. There we go. So when we talk about having healthy poops, often when you've got the parasites, the candida, your bowel movements may change. A lot of people who do have candida have chronic constipation issues. So that means that your poop isn't the gold standard S-shaped poop, which we are all aiming and striving to have. Of course, I know you all are striving for this if you don't yet have it because you've watched my programs before. But if you're having this type of poop, this is what I call the meatball poop. So this means that it's been sitting in the digestive tract a little bit too long, digestion is compromised, too much water has been extracted from the poop, and that's why it's the hard, dark poop, or the rabbit pellets. So if you're experiencing this type of poop as well, that means that constipation, this can be related to those parasites and to the candida as well. So just to be aware, we are striving to have the healthy S-shaped poop. Now, last week we talked a little bit about some of the herbal medicines that really do help with candida and help with dealing with getting that healthy digestion back, helping to kill off those parasites as well. So if you need a recap on some of those herbal medicines, please check out last week's episode of Health Matters, where I go into the attributes of some of these herbal medicines, like the Artemisia annua, the black walnut, the oregano, and the cloves as well. So you can check out that episode. I want to say a quick hello to everybody who is tuning in today. I'm going to get to my tips and more tips in just a second. Nice to see you all. Tic-tac-toe, nice to see you. Thank you for becoming a top number one viewer. That's fantastic. And this is Chrissy. Hello, nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in. Diane as well. Keith B. Shay73. Yes, black walnut is great for the parasites. Rain Shine Bright. Hello, hello. It's great to have you all here. So continuing in on gut health and why it's so important in terms of weight loss to ensure that we have proper digestion. And when we think again about the digestive tract, it first starts, of course, in the mouth. Digestion starts in the mouth, but then as we go through the proper digestion, having the right environment in terms of what's going on with our acid-base balance in our stomach, going into the intestines and making sure that we have that healthy microflora in the intestines is very important as well. And some of the most common symptoms of having poor gut health, of course, include the gas, the bloating. And if you get very tired, especially right after you eat your meals, that can be an indication of not having proper digestion and poor gut health. As well as if you hear a lot of gurgling sounds in the gut, often that's related to some of these parasites that we spoke about a few moments ago. Constipation, when we talked about the poops, and especially, let me just grab the poop for a second. Again, this type of poop happening, even this one, so a lot of these sort of balls that are clumped together, a lot of people do have this type of poop as well, an indication that, again, there is poor gut health and you've got to get things moving and maybe do some type of detoxification and a detox protocol to get things moving again so you get back to that healthier type of poop. As well as skin conditions. So when we think about eczema, psoriasis, acne even, and acne breakouts can be related to poor gut health. Some of the causes of poor gut health include, of course, eating the wrong foods. If you're eating a lot of the polyunsaturated fatty acids, so the very inexpensive cooking oils, the vegetable oils, the canola oil, my least favorite, they are very inflammatory and really do cause a lot of inflammation, not only on the skin, but in the gut as well. Gluten, we know, is a big culprit for poor gut health, and a lot of sugar as well. So if you're overdoing it with the sweets, the sugars, and too many carbohydrates, and the grains as well, this can cause poor gut health. But it's not always about the food. So there are environmental aspects that have a lot to do with your gut health as well. And I educate a lot of people about this because everybody thinks it's the food, it's the food, it's the food. It's not always just the food. Yes, you've got to clean up the diet, but thinking about things like EMFs, and we're talking about the man-made, the non-native EMFs. So our Wi-Fi signals, our cell phone signals, 5G, all of these things that are very compromising to the proper functioning of our cellular metabolism. So this is a huge factor for your gut microbiome as well. Blue light toxicity from all of our devices. These are higher in the blue wavelength and of light. So I have a lot of other videos if you don't know a lot about that and why our devices and always being on our devices all of the time is really bad for our eyes, but for our microbiome, for our skin, and for our cellular functioning as well. And of course, if you're not grounded, so we all wear rubber-soled shoes most of the time. So not connecting with the earth, you're not being barefoot, is really doing a disservice to our overall health. So that's really important in terms of gut health as well. So my tip here is you want to increase those electrons from the earth coming into your body as much as possible. This will really help with inflammation, but with your microbiome as well. So you wanna get grounded, you wanna get bare feet out on the earth as much as possible. Even lying down on the grass or on the beach is really important to make that connection with the earth. Having natural sunlight, and especially if you've got a lot lot of gut problems, you want to have that sunlight exposure on your abdomen. So that's really, really important. Lift up your shirt. It doesn't matter what your belly looks like. Lift up your shirt whenever you can. Get some natural sun rays on your gut. This helps your microbiome. And if you use a lot of electronics, so for instance, on my computer workstation at the office, I wire in. I don't like Wi-Fi on my desktop, so I'm wired in to the internet. I have a plugged in, so a wired, not a wireless, keyboard. My mouse is wired into my computer as well. I have a grounding mat. I've got crystals. I've got all kinds of things. So one day I'll show you what my workstation looks like. We'll do some videos there so you can see what I do. And that it really does make a big difference because my EMF exposure was off the charts and my health was feeling it and I was getting headaches and things. So when I was able to really help my own environment, I was really able to learn from firsthand experience how important it is to mitigate your risk against those EMFs. So my tip here, again, increase those electrons from the earth. You want to be grounding. You want to get that sunlight on your stomach. You want to wire in your electronics and make sure that you are really protecting yourself from those EMFs as much as possible. Okay, so let's now talk a little bit about some of my favorite herbal medicines to help to clean up this gut environment and the microbiome. And by doing a full body detox at least 3-4 times a year, that's for me is the gold standard, how you should be detoxing, to always stay a step ahead of that toxicity that does build up. So one of my favorite herbal medicines is dandelion root, so Taraxacum officinalis. It's really great at detoxifying your liver, as well as chlorella. So chlorella is a blue-green algae. This is fantastic for trapping heavy metal toxins, but it also has other nutrients and some protein, which is fantastic for that detox. And Psyllabum marianum, which is milk thistle, which helps to regenerate healthy liver cells, but it's also a great liver detox. Helps to regenerate healthy kidney cells as well, which is great. So when we think about, and I'm going to take Lucy apart a little bit, when we think about having a healthy system and detoxing our organs, we have to think about, yes, liver, gallbladder health, absolutely. And that's where the Taraxacum and the Psyllabum marianum are really great, but for kidney health as well. And that's one of the reasons why I love Equizetum Arvense, because I got to take you apart. I'm so sorry, Lucy. And if you haven't met Lucy before, this is Lucy. Lucy helps with all my demos in terms of when I'm on television as well to show, you know, the activity of some of these very important herbal medicines to help. So here, can you see it? There we go. The kidneys. Where's the other one? There we go. So the kidneys are very important. They have, as much as we think that their main function is to create our urine, it's not. Most of their function is actually for detoxification and cleaning up all of the toxins that we're exposed to on a daily basis. So that's really important. So horsetail helps to detox the kidneys, as well as parsley. So petrosolinum, really important for helping to get and flush those toxins out of the kidneys and our urinary system, as well as now cascara. So when we talk about digestive health, we're talking about cascara. This is rhamnus, and rhamnus helps to gently stimulate the intestines. So get things moving, but you got to be careful with rhamnus. You have to use just the right dosage, because if you use too much cascara, it can be very forceful. And that's why you have to be very mindful of, you know, the dosing on all of these herbal medicines in the right combination. And the burdock. So burdock helps to cleanse out the blood system. So we know that the blood, if you look at the blood system, right throughout Lucy, the blood system is the go-between between the organs. So you've got to cleanse out the blood as well. And burdock helps with the lung detox. So lung detox is very important as well as part of doing your full body detox. So when you have lung toxicity, you may have a chronic cough and mucus in the lungs. Postnasal drip can be a problem as well, breathing difficulties. So that's why the burdock is great for that. So if you're just tuning in, welcome. This is Health Matters. And we will still be talking about a few subjects. So we're going to talk about kids' eye health and overall health and screen time. I'm going to be talking about TMJ, and we'll do some exercises for if you've got some TMJ issues happening. And answering the question, is exercising only on weekends beneficial to your health? I wonder, does everybody know the latest research? And we'll be talking a little bit about ashwagandha. So that is a great adaptogenic herb. We'll get there in just a second, so don't go anywhere. I do want to say hello on our viewer spotlight. This is from Kathy S. So every week we feature a new viewer spotlight. And thank you, Kathy, for sharing this on our YouTube channel. So she says, I don't have TikTok or Instagram, but I always listen to you on YouTube and always on the shopping channel. Loved your show today. Very informative. Thank you. I wish you were taking patients. I would be the first in line. You are truly genuine and a great doctor. That was from Kathy S. So thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for writing such. I always love to hear your great feedback. And thank you for sharing with you. So if you do want to share positive feedback on any of the platforms where I have my content, please be sure to put in your 2 cents worth. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you'll be featured as a viewer spotlight. Okay, so let's talk a little bit now about kids and being on screens and their eye health, but their overall health as well. So this is important because I don't know about your kids, but my kids, and it's a constant battle. Get off the screens, get outside. Very, very important for their health, because some experts now suggest that the more time on screens and the less time outdoors may increase a child's risk of nearsightedness, which is myopia. And this has been demonstrated in the research, and has talked about holding on to cell phones and tablets closer to the face, which kids usually do because their vision is better than ours often. So they have these things very close to their face and increases the odds of developing that nearsightedness, the myopia. So it's important to really get the kids outside, and research has now proven that outdoor time can protect against that myopia. But this isn't just about eye health, and I really want to really focus in on the fact that, did you know that the more time, and this isn't just for the kids, this is for the adults as well, the more time you've got on screens, which is high in that blue light toxicity, it raises your blood sugar levels. So yeah, so we're going to see diabetes levels going through the roof and those diagnoses in kids, but in adults as well, because the blood sugar is raised because of that high blue light spectrum. And that is from all our artificial lights, that's from our devices, all of that high amount of blue light. So my tips here for the kids, but for the big kids as well, is to spend at least 1 to 2 hours of outdoor time playing outside, doing things outdoors per day. Great for eye health, but also great, of course, for protecting against some of that blue light toxicity. Always, when you can, hold things at a distance, so not too close to your body. That's important for not only the blue light, but also for the EMF exposure as well. So devices should be a little bit further away from the kids, and wear the blue light blocking glasses to protect. So my kids have multiple pairs in different. And they know now, especially if they're on their devices closer to bedtime. So after the sun has set, that my kids have their blue blockers on, and I do as well, of course. I don't know if I've convinced my husband yet. He's not on board always. Well, it's just one of those things. And open a window. So if you are in your devices, you want to open a window, be close to that natural sunlight. That will help to counteract too much of that blue from your devices. So that's something you can do starting today. I hope everybody takes these tips to heart, and especially for your children as well, for their overall health and their blood glucose levels. Okay, let's talk a little bit about TMJ now. So if anybody is suffering, and I've suffered with this personally in the past, that's one of the reasons why I want to focus on it, because you can find relief. And the TMJ is the temporomandibular joint. Of course, it's that jaw joint, and you can have a lot of tension in this area. You can have a lot of tension in your neck muscles, which can relate to your TMJ. Some of the other causes include a lot of stress. If you have chronic anger issues, that can manifest in the TMJ area, especially at nighttime, and you could be grinding your teeth. If you've got parasites as well, so this is interesting. People who grind their teeth at night often have a parasite issue in their gut. So whether that's the candida, whether that's the protozoa that we talked about, whether it's the tapeworm. So all of, you know, these bugs can be causing and be related to that TMJ. So all the more reason, if you're just tuning in, to do some parasite cleansing. And we talked about that a little bit earlier in today's show, so you can always reference it back on YouTube and go back to it. So one of the things we're going to do now is an exercise to actually help to relieve that tension in the TMJ muscles and the muscles around that TMJ joint. So one of the things you can do first to see if you even maybe even have an issue is to put your fingers right on the joint. So it's just ahead of your ears, if you see that, and just put your finger there and open and close your mouth. And if you can sense and hear clicking happening, then perhaps your TMJ is a little bit out of alignment. Now, the first exercise that we're going to do, and don't be alarmed, but you may want to, you know, check with your chiropractor and your body care practitioner to see, you know, what's going on and how much of an alignment issue it is out of whack. Okay, so we're going to make a fist, and we're going to put our knuckles right under our cheekbones. And all you're going to do is do a little bit of a massage and really get in there. It helps to really relax. I always close my eyes when I want to relax so I can focus in on the area that I'm working on. And it's hard for me to talk and to do this at the same time, but really sort of dig in there to your own comfort level to really massage out. It's amazing how much tension we actually have in our facial muscles. So if you've seen my other beauty videos about, you know, how to help with the facial exercises and massage for the beauty aspects, you have seen that I love to do these things. But yes, so that is really helpful. So you're just going to knead in that area for 1 to 2 minutes, and you can do this once or twice a day and really get out some of that tension in that area for your TMJ. Now, another exercise for TMJ relief is to actually do some craniosacral therapy on yourself. And this is something that I'm trained in, which I used to do all the time with my patients, which is amazing for TMJ. So all you're going to do is put a very slight pressure with your fingers gently on the lower part of your cheek. You're going to do a little bit of a pressure up, and it's very, very minute and slight. So it's more like you're kind of dragging the skin up towards the ceiling or towards the sky for a few seconds, and then gently go in the opposite direction. And this is an energetic thing as well, but helping to relieve that tension, pulling the skin down gently in the downward direction, that will help to ease up some tension that has maybe developed in that TMJ area. And this is fantastic for relieving that TMJ tension and for that relief. Okay, and the third exercise is to pull back on your ears. So let me just move my hair out of the way. All you're doing now is imagine you're sitting in a room and the two back corners of the room are in this direction. So you're pulling the top of your ear towards those two back corners behind you. And again, it's very gentle. It is not a strong pull with craniosacral therapy. It's very, very gentle, and you're pulling back, and that helps to relieve that tension in the TMJ area as well. So I want you to use these great exercises. It's something that's fantastic in terms of being able to help you and really relieve that tension. Okay, so I wanted to really share a little bit about the weekend warrior versus the weekday workouts, and what the science has shown in terms of being able to get the benefits. Can you do that? So if you work out throughout the week, is that something that you definitely are getting benefits from? Absolutely. But can you be that person who throughout the week is not working out, and then you just do your workouts more extensively on the week ends? Well, the research shows now that you can get the benefits from both. So a study published in the journal JAMA of Internal Medicine found that exercising on Saturdays and Sundays, so the weekend warriors, had the same lowered risk of mortality as those who exercise throughout the week versus the inactive individual. So certainly if you're inactive, you're not going to get the benefits of exercise, that's clear, but you can definitely get those benefits by working out on the weekends only. And a similar study was conducted in 2020, which concluded the same thing. So that was fantastic to know that yes, if you are that weekend warrior, you can get the same benefits of doing that. Okay, so let's talk now a little bit about ashwagandha. So it's one of our most favorite words to say here at Health Matters. And this is known as the most powerful adaptogenic herb on the planet. Now, why is that? Well, ashwagandha being an adaptogen means that it helps our body adapt to stress. And this is something that helps to balance our thyroid hormones as well. So as much as people say, and I did some posts on ashwagandha and people were saying, oh, ashwagandha, you know, you can't use it if you do have a thyroid issue. Yes, you can. And at the right dosage. So depending on what you're trying to work on, ashwagandha really can have beneficial effects for your blood pressure levels as well. But it does does specifically quench free radicals that affect the thyroid gland. And the sort of sweet spot for dosing on ashwagandha, in my opinion, is around 350 milligrams per day. So it's not too little, not too much. It's just the right amount to help with stimulating. And this is more so for people who have low thyroid function to help to stimulate that thyroid gland. But we also know, being an adaptogenic herb, that ashwagandha helps to improve our adrenal function. So when we come back to Lucy, we can see that the adrenal glands sit right on top of the kidneys. And this is when we talk about cortisol levels, we talk about high stress levels, really important that we are balancing out our adrenal function. So ashwagandha can help to do that, improves our cortisol as well as our insulin levels, and can help our blood pressure. Now, some of the side effects of ashwagandha could be, again, if you're taking it at the wrong dosage, at the wrong time of day, if you're taking certain medications, which, and certainly it's not recommended in pregnancy, but some people feel that at too high a dosage that you can become apathetic, so it sort of dulls down your emotions. So for some people that may be a good thing if you're hyper emotional, but at the same time, if you're taking too much, you don't want to be apathetic. Obviously, it could cause headaches for some people. Some people become nauseated, and for some people it does cause insomnia. And it's interesting because ashwagandha is known to help with poor sleep and with insomnia. So again, it's all about dosing. Getting a standardized extract is important, making sure that it's from a GMP lab, making sure that it has been tested to be free of heavy metals. So if you do take ashwagandha, make sure it's from a reputable company and make sure that it has been tested against any heavy metal toxicity. So that GMP certification is very important. Okay, so it is quiz time. I want to say a quick hello to Ever McKenzie. Nice to see you. And Nova Scotia Brian is here. Yes, ashwagandha is awesome. Mohammed, thank you for tuning in. Keith B, hello. Nice to see you. Thank you for everybody who is tuning in. Hairdress Jess 13, I know you've got some questions. I'll get to that in just a second, so don't go anywhere. And LDJT, nice to see you on YouTube. Thank you for tuning in today. Okay, quiz questions. Are we ready? So remember, we're playing for this, everyone. This is the Paravid from our great sponsors at VitaTree. We thank you all for tuning in. And you just have to answer the questions. You don't have to get them answered correctly. Make sure you are following Team Dr. J9. So if you are on TikTok or Instagram, make sure you're on team and following Team Dr. J9, because if you are a winner, we have to be able to reach out to you. So make sure you follow that account as well. Okay, question number one. Approximately how many toxins does Candida give off? Let's see who is paying attention. Approximately how many toxins does Candida give off? I said it. Ooh, Clony 23. That was very quick. Keith B. Oh my goodness. Texas Bunny B. Oh my goodness. I'm impressed. Sweet Jerry. Good job. Fatima Sumar. Good job. Who else? Where's my other contestants here? Do we have any other answers? Thank you for everybody who's tuning in on Facebook and on YouTube. Daisy Maisie. Nice, Nadia on Instagram Live. JRWXO, nice to see you. And good answer, Raina, good to see you as well. Good job, everyone. Anybody else? K Campbell 143, nice job. Reversing IBS, yes. Good job, good job. Yes. Everybody has been paying close attention to today's episode, so you know now that I take Althea got the right answer as well. Good job. It's fantastic to know that, yes, if you tune into the same show on the same day, now the quiz questions that we have are from today's episode. So this is great. Okay, so did everybody get the answer? Did everybody got their answers in? I'll give you a couple more seconds. And thank you for all the likes coming in. We're almost at 20K likes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Elsie Castles, good job. So the answer was 60. 60 or more toxins is something that Candida gives off, and that's why it's so important to do, if you're doing a parasite cleanse, Candida type of cleanse, to get rid of, remember the Candida that we talked about, you also want to make sure that you're doing a full body detox as part of that protocol to get rid of the toxins as well. Okay, question number two, true or false? Blue light raises your blood glucose levels. Blue light raises your blood glucose levels. True or false? Oh, C. Loney. I said that wrong, didn't I? I can't remember. KQN has it? Ah, yes, Sabrina, 15341. Keith, good job. Tia? Pia.
Delicious desserts.
Delicious desserts. Good job. Pink Rocks has it as well. Donsel, I hope you tuned in at the beginning. Congratulations, you were last week's winner. Yay, good for you. Patty Alexander as well. Nadia, good job. Shannon as well, good job. Kale Gray, nice. Althea as well, good job, everyone. Surviving Dastrum, Sherry, good job. Nanette, Kay, Virginia, Sarah, Lynn, JRW, I think I said. Keith B, good job. Daisy Maisie, good job. Baby Joy 801, Donna, good job. Raina, good job. Stacy's Need, 353, Coralika, good job. Tic Tac Toe, nice. Sweet Jerry, good job. That was Sweet Jerry, you were very quick. Keith B, good job. Sabrina, good job. And who else is here? Jania, good job. Donsel, yay! Congrats, congrats. See, Loni, you love these quizzes. I know, I do too. It's so much fun for me. Trust me. Cooley, you, good job. Elsie Castles, Jane A 411, good job, good job. Everyone, good job. Okay, so the answer was yes, true. Blue light does raise your blood glucose level, so be very aware of your light environment. Always open a window if you can. Better yet, just be outside. Just go outside. It makes such a difference for your overall health, especially if you're struggling with your health. You've got inflammation. You've got, you know, serious disease happening. Definitely you want to do that. Okay. And HA1002, brain detox. We have some videos on that, so please check out my content. Yeah, I do have some brain detox videos, and doing a full body detox is very helpful as well. But stay on, and maybe I can answer that question after we round out the show. Okay, final quiz question for today. Question number three, name two benefits. Please put two in the same answer. Two benefits of taking ashwagandha. Two benefits of taking ashwagandha. Let's see. Ashwagandha. Yes, my producer Melinda loves saying that word. Ashwagandha. And I do too, truth be told. Okay, two benefits of taking ashwagandha. Put both of those benefits in your answer, please. Let's see. Who's quick with this one today? Thank you for everyone who's tuning in. If you're new here, thanks for the new follows. Thanks for tuning in today to the Health Matters. And it's great to have you here. KQN has a good job. Good job. Keith B, nice. Celoni, yes. Delicious Desserts has the answer as well. Congratulations. Kale Gray has it as well. Shannon has it. Thank you, thank you. Good job. Nadia as well. Ah, yes. Tic-tac-toe, nice. Jamila, hello. Good job. Sean, last of eight boys. Good job as well. Baby Joy, nice. Pink Rocks has it as well. Pia, good job. Raina, good job. Stacy's Knee, good job. Donna, Althea, Psychic, somebody just tuned in. Hello, nice to see you. We're in the quiz section of the Health Matters show. And there's so many good answers here. Oh, 10-endoliva. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb. If you're just tuning in, we just talked about it in today's show, but you can reference it back if on my YouTube channel if you want to go back and learn more about it. I do have some more posts coming up on ashwagandha. I do have a post about some of the side effects of ashwagandha on my TikTok page, so make sure you check it out. That video did and had a lot of questions of people commenting all about ashwagandha. And Donsel, yes, good job. Everyone, Kay Campbell, nice. Jania, good job. Donna, sorry? Patty Alexander had it as well. Good job, everyone. Okay, so did everybody get their answers in? So some of the best benefits of taking ashwagandha. So helps with stress, helps with balancing thyroid hormones, helps to quench free radicals, improves adrenal function. So of course, as that's related to your cortisol levels, helps that, helps your insulin levels, helps high blood pressure as well. Sleep issues, yes, stress relief, better sleep, thyroid, stress. Great answers, everyone. So thank you for everybody who participated today. And make sure you're following Team Dr. J9 on, if you are streaming in today, on TikTok and on Instagram. And so today we talked about a whole bunch of subjects. It was so much fun. So we did talk about candida, we talked about parasites, we talked about gut health, we talked about losing weight, and why you can actually be holding on to extra body weight if you do have these toxins because they are robbing you of your energy. We talked a little bit about how to detox from the parasites and doing that gut cleanse. We talked about kids and kids being on devices, why that's so important for their eye health, to limit that and getting outside, but also for blood glucose levels. We did some exercise for TMJ today as well, and I talked a little bit about why exercising even just on the weekends is still beneficial for your health. And of course, we talked about ashwagandha. Now, for more tips on how to do a full body detox, check out my video, 9 Ways to Detox and Cleanse for a Total Body Detox. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.